Now, the rest of the story. You may blush, though you need not. In everyone's heart, there's an island in the Pacific, a beckoning Bali High. The Melvilles and the Michener's write about it. The Debussy's describe it in music. The Gauguin's paint it, even abandoned civilization to seek it. Now you're on a Pacific cruise destined for an island lying out there somewhere, embraced by morning mist and kissed by afternoon sunlight, a real cruise to a real place. And although the mysterious Pacific Isle may not be the fantasy island of your own secret dreams, it may be. That depends on your fantasy, you see. The island was discovered by Don Juan in 1775. Don Juan Manuel de Ayala, a Spanish explorer. It was uninhabited back then, as it would remain for many decades to come. Visitors during the mid-19th century were overwhelmed by its natural beauty. Lush vegetation, as one might imagine, yet such a variety of flowers. Elegant sky blue lily of the Nile, multicolored nasturtium, yellow and white honeysuckle, periwinkle and poppy, pink valerian, iris, ethereal spear, and so many more. And did I mention the century plants? Huge blue-green leaves, clusters of yellow flowers and adorning stalks 40 feet tall. Ice plants, too, the iridescent flowers of which bear hundreds of magenta petals. Of course, the dazzling fuchsia and the geranium and the pride of Madeira. Symphonies in lavender and violet and coral and white. A dozen varieties of birds grace the branches of the cypress trees and the giant eucalyptus, more than 150 feet high. Today's visitors to this fantasy island stand incredulous at the sight. In fact, it's as close to another world as this world has to offer. And that's why over 1 million tourists answer its call each year. Cruises are booked well in advance. The passengers include families and lovers, adventurers and cameras and binoculars draped around their necks, because in everyone's heart there's an island in the Pacific. But this is not just any Pacific Isle. This one belongs to us. Us, U.S. It belongs to the United States of America. So you don't even need a passport. In the years since it became civilized, some of the world's best-known personalities have called the island home. Some left after a few years. Others remained for the rest of their days. The fantasies of contemporary tourists are rather focused on those former residents. One sees reminders of them everywhere. If there's magic on the island, it's because of their ghosts. Nobody lives there anymore. People only visit. It's almost as though that Pacific Isle were meant to be uninhabited, just as the Spaniards found it more than 2 centuries ago. You see, those who once did live there were never really happy. People like Stroud and Sobel and Bates and Cohen and Karpus and Kelly and Capone. It used to be the cruise nobody wanted to take, but now there are 14 cruises there every day. 1.4 million visitors every year to the Pacific Island off the San Francisco coast, where today's fantasies were yesterday's nightmares, the island of Alcatraz. Only now you know the rest of the story.